Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Dalid. We are holding on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Kasuv Echad Omer, about three lines into the very wide lines on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Seisher is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also in memory of Herman Siegel, Chaim Ben Avraham Alevi, by his son, Alvin Siegel, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is a description or a discussion of how many malachim there are up in Shemayim, and also when new ones might be created, how long their lifespan is when the new ones are created. Then the Gemara is going to deal with two different stiras in the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his kisei, and we're going to resolve each of those stiras. And then the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk in Yeshayahu, where the Navi Yeshayahu gives 18 curses to Klal Yisrael, and what each of those curses meant. The Gemara is going to tell us what finally was Niskar Daito, where the curses ended. So we're going to elaborate on each word in the pasuk which is viewed as a different curse. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether at the time of the Churban there were Anshe Amana in Yerushalayim. Were there or were there not trustworthy people in Yerushalayim? There seem to be stiras about that as well. Then the Gemara is going to give us a list of those who darshaned the Maisa Merkava, even though you're not supposed to really darshan the Maisa Merkava too much, so we'll have a list of those who were worthy of darshaning the Maisa Merkava. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about the four people that entered the Pardes, and what happened when these four people were Nichnasu Lepardes, what the results were. And agav that, the Gemara is going to mention two Shailas Halacha Lemaisa that they asked Ben Zoma, because he was one of the people that was Nichnas Lepardes. So once we're on the topic of Ben Zoma, it's going to mention two Shailas that Ben Zoma was asked Lehalacha. So let's begin again, third very wide line on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Kasav Echad Omer. So the Gemara asks a stira between two Pesukim as far as how many Malachim there are. One pasuk says Elef Alfin Yisham Shune V'Riba Rivavin Kadamoe Yikumun. So it sounds like 1,000 times 1,000 Malachim are Mishamish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and 10,000 times 10,000 stand in front of him. So that is the number of Malachim in the Pamalia Shalmaila, V'Kasav Echad Omer. But then there's another pasuk. It says Yesh Mispar L'Gedudav. Hayesh Mispar L'Gedudav. Is there any number to the legions of Malachim that there are in Shemayim? Sounds like it's infinite. So Lokasha, Kan Bizman Shem Bizman Mikdash Kayim, Kan Bizman Shein Bizman Mikdash Kayim, that Kaviyachla Shinismata Permalia Shemayla, that the pasuk tells us a number, even though it's a very, very large number, that's when that's when there's no longer a Bizman Mikdash. The pasuk doesn't say any number that says Hayesh Mispra, that there is no number, that it's infinite, that's when there is a Bizman Mikdash. That Kaviyachla, we say that the Permalia Shemayla has also been minimized. It's hard to say that about Pamali Shemayla, so we use the word Kavayachal, but that it's been minimized after the Churban Abayis. Tanya, Rebbe Yom Rishama B'Yosi Ben Dosai, Elef Alafin Yisham Shuna, Mispar Gedud Echad, Ule Gedud Avein Mispar, that there are 1,000 times 1,000 within a single Gedud, within a single legion of Malachim, but the number of legions are infinite. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Amar Elf Alfin Yisham Shunei L'Nahar Dinar, there are 1,000 times 1,000 Malachim that come to Nahar Dinar, to the river of fire. Shnemar Nahar Dinar Nogad V'Nafik Min Kadmoi Elf Alfin Yisham Shunei V'Ribe Ruvavin Kadmoi Yikumun, that 1,000 times 1,000 are those that are just mishamish the river. They are the ones that caused the shefa to come to flow downstream from that river. But the malachim and the pamalia that are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a mispar. That's an infinite number. Meheichan nafik, so says Gemara, once we're on this topic of Nahar Dinar, where does that Nahar Dinar come from, this river of fire? Mizeyosan shel chayos. It comes from the sweat of the chayos HaKodesh, that when they're lifting the kisei HaKavod, so there's zeya that comes out of their body, and that is the Nahar Dinar. And where does this Nahar Dinar spill into? It pours onto the heads of the Rishoim in Gehenim. So the Chema comes out, and that's the Zeya of the Chema that comes out from the Chayos. That Nahar Dinar pours out for those generations generations that were supposed to be created and were never created. And it's on them that the Nahar Dinar pours, that that it's poured on those generations that never actually came into creation. Tanya, Amr B'Shimon HaChassid, Elu Tesha Meos U'Shivim Ba'arba Doros. This is a reference to the 974 generations, Shekumtu Lihibaros, that there was a gzera that they were going to be created, Kodem Shinivra Olam, but then V'lo Nivru, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world can't exist without Torah, so he ultimately sped up the process of history and didn't allow these generations to come into being. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom B'chol Dor V'Dor, so he took those neshamos that belong in all those generations and he dispersed them throughout all of the generations, V'hein Hein Azei Panim Shabbador, and that's a reference, those people are the Azei Panim within each and every generation. Those are the people that have a sense of chutzpah within each and every generation. From Rashi it sounds in Dibra Maskul Kodem that these 974 generations would have been created after Bryas HaOlam but before Matan Torah. Davar Tziva Le'elef Dar, that really the Torah was to be after 1,000 generations, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Olam can't exist without Torah, so he pushed aside these 974 generations, and after only 26 generations HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That's the mashmos of Rashi, that these 974 were really supposed to be after Bryas HaOlam, before Matan Torah. However, the Turi Evan points out that in Maseches Vachman, Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph, it says that at the time of Matan Torah, all the Umos gathered together by Bilam HaRasha, and they asked him, what's this noise that we're hearing? What's going on over here? And Bilam HaRasha told them that Chem Datova Yeshal Beis Kenazov, Hashem has this precious gem in his treasury, in his treasure house, that has been Genuza Etzlo for 974 generations before Bryas HaOlam, and he wants to give it to his children. And the Gemara Darshan's Davar Tziva Le'elef Dar, and Rashi writes Elef Dar are the 974 generations that would have been created before Bryas HaOlam, and the 26 generations from Adam Rishon until Moshe Rabbeinu. So it sounds from there that the Elef Doros that Asid Libaros was after the Bryas HaTorah, but before Bryas HaOlam, that the Torah preceded Bryas HaOlam by many, many generations, and that's the 974 generations after the creation of the Torah, but before the Bryas HaOlam. Whereas over here, it sounds like it's after Bryas HaOlam, but before Matan Torah. So that's the kasha that the Turi Evan works on, and he suggests that maybe it's really the same thing, that together with the Torah, Hashem created 974 generations before Bryas HaOlam, and really the Olam and Adam were supposed to be created at the same time, right then. But he saw that the Olam is not going to be Miskayim without Torah, so he delayed Bryas HaOlam and Bryas HaAdam 974 generations. And that's what happened. So the initial plan was that right after the Bria of the Torah, the Bryas HaOlam and Bryas HaAdam was going to be there. But he delayed that whole process in history, that were really starting history, by 974 generations because of the concern that the world can't exist without Torah. Vaiter in the Gemara, V'nachmi Yitzchak Amar Sharkumtu. No, Sharkumtu is not referring to the 974 generations that were never created. It's L'bracha. It's telling us a bracha that Eilu Tamid Chamim Shemekat Min Atzman Al Divrei Torah. This is a reference to Tamid Chamim that hold back sleep from themselves in order to learn Torah B'Olam Hazeh, in this world. And as a schar for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalalem Sod L'Olam Haba, Hashem is going to reveal the secret river in Olam Haba. Shenemar Nar Yutzak Yesodam, that the Nar is going to be the Sod, it's going to be the secret. Amar Shmuel Chia Barav Bar Arya, that you son of a lion, meaning you're very, someone of Bar Arya means Ben Uri, and someone who's Ben Torah, someone who's strong in learning. Ta'im alach milsa mihani mili mal yusa davarma avrucha. Come and I'll tell you something really nice that your father said in learning. Kol yoma v'yoma nivran malach ha'sharis minar dinor. Every day there are malach ha'sharis that are created from the har dinor. Ve'amri shira ubatli. Then they say shira, and as soon as they say shira, they become batel. Tosos writes in Gibbon Beis Dibra Maskul Mizayasan that there's an os in the malachim that are kavuim, that they have to wait one for the other to say Shira. But the new ones that don't know the protocol, there's a that you're supposed to wait one for the other to say Shira, they just jump ahead and say Shira, and because of that, then it's Chayiv Kliya. They have to be wiped out, they have to be destroyed. And that's why we, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, were Masakin in the Yotzer, in the Brachos, that we say in Birkas Kriyas Shema, that we say that the Nosrim Shuz Zel that they have to be nosim rishus zelazeh, that they have to wait to give rishus to each other in order to say the shira. So shenamar chadashim lebekarim rabba emunasecha, and that's what the pasuk means when it says chadashim lebekarim rabba emunasecha, that each and every morning new malachim are created to say shira, and through that rabba emunasecha, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are magnified, that there are more praises being recited of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's certainly not the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. Pasuk pshat in the pasuk is chadashim lebekarim, that each and every day Hashem's chesed is renewed and rabba emunasecha, and that's the great guarantee that he has, that it's a great thing to believe that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is fulfilling his haftachah to us, that he's always going to be doing chesed with us each and every day. But there's an additional level of interpretation, that chadashim lebekarim is a reference to new angels that are created, which bring about rabba emunasecha, they bring about a greater sense of the praises of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the emunah and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Upligad Roshmur Bar Nachmani, that this idea that malachim are created from Nahar Dinur is against that which was taught by Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, who holds that malachim are created not from Nahar Dinur, but Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Sheyotzim Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nivru Mimenu Malach Echad. It's from every Dibur that Hashem utters that a Malach Hashem is created. Shenamar B'Dvar Hashem, Shamayim Na'asu Uveruach Piv, Kol Tzva'am, that Kol Tzva'am, the Tzvei HaShamayim, are created from the Ruach Piv, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Diburim. The Pasuk Chadashim Lebekarim, you'll dash in the simple way that we read it before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the chesed of returning our neshamos each and every day, that he does that chesed with us, and through that Rabba Emunasecha, that he's trustworthy to constantly be doing that chesed with us. That's the simple level of interpretation anyway. Kasevech Ramos, now the Gemara is going to ask two stiras in terms of the image one has of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his kisei. So first of all, we have one Pasuk that says Levushe Kitlag Chiver V'Sa'ar Rosha Ka'amar Naka, that the clothing of Kodesh Baruch Hu is like a white snow, and the hairs of his head are like white, are white, totally turned white. Uksiv Kavutzosov Taltalim Shchoros Ka'orev. Yet there's another pasuk that says that the hairs on Kodesh Baruch Hu's head are black like a raven, like really dark black hair, as if he's the image of someone very young. So which is it? Should one have the image of a Kodesh Baruch Hu being like an old man or like someone very young? So says Gemara, lo kasha, kan be yeshiva, kan be melchama. It depends what role, what function HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing at that time. It's whatever is best. So if you're talking about someone who's sitting on a Moshe of Beis Din, you'd imagine a scholar would be someone with white hair. We just heard last week, we had a number of Rabbanim heard from the posek of the organization A Time. So he deals with very, very sensitive fertility shailas. A very chashuv Talmud Chacham. He has a black beard. He's a young guy. So someone at one of the Rabbanim asked him a shaila. He said, that shaila has to be handled by someone who has a white beard. That's, there are certain shailas that have to be dealt with by people who have a white beard. So when you talk about a Zakin Yosh should be yeshiva, you talk about someone who's a Moshe Beis Din, that's a white beard kind of thing. That's something that you would imagine would be more chashuv with the white beard. But you talk about someone who's osek in milchama, tamar in lechana be yeshiva el zakein, vein lechana be milchama el bachur. Right? Kam be milchama, it refers to the black beard, that it's that's like black like a raven, is when our Kodesh Baruch was engaged in milchama, because that youth is the image of power when it comes to milchama. It's interesting, the first pasuk that we quoted with the white hair also mentions that Hashem wears white clothing. We also have the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch was nesatef kishliach tzibur, that HaKadosh Baruch was nesatef in etalis like a shliach tzibur, and he taught the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So this is the image of the clothing we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wears white clothing and that he's nesatef kishliach tzibur. That's probably the basis of the minag that our talesim are white. That really a talis, any beggar of dal kafos is chayiv in tzitzis, but we dafka wear a talis that's white for two reasons. One, because that's the levush of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we assume that the levush of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is kishliach tzibur, is a levush of a talis. Also, because there's a halacha that haknaf min kanaf, that the color of the strings is supposed to match the color of the talis. So, except for tchelis is not supposed to match because tchelis is tchelis. But otherwise the color of the strings, the non-tchelah strings, are supposed to match the color of the talus. So white, we have white strings, so it matches the white talus. That's the lavan that matches the white talus. That's what we try to be makbid about. Then there are talisim that if there's a minute Yisrael to have stripes in the talus, so that's a question exactly why we do that. That's probably the black stripes are probably a zechel the tchelas on some level or another. Kasev echaromer. Then we have another stira. We have a pasuk that says karsiye shavivin dinor. That sounds like karsiye is a lashon yach that there's one kisei. Kasev echaromer adi charsavan remi v'itik yomen yisiv. Charsavan implies that there are two kisaos. So which is it? Is there one throne or two thrones? Says mar lo kasha echadov echad David. That there's one throne for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but he reserves a second throne for the Melech HaMashiach. So for David, who's the Melech, the anointed king. Kedetanya, Echadov, Echadov, David, of Rabbi Akiva. That's where Rabbi Akiva reconciled the Stira. Samla Rabbi Yossi Aglili criticized this interpretation of Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, and Masayatos Osa Shechinachol, look what you're doing, you're equating Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Basar V'dam, that they each have like a similar kisei. Ela Echadadin V'Echadad Staka. No, it refers to two different roles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when Hashem plays the role of Din, so he's done all the nations of the world, that's one kisei. And then another kisei when he's doing tzedakah with Klal Yisrael. So the question is, Kibla Minei or Lo Kibla Minei? When Rabbi Akiva heard that interpretation of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, was that acceptable to him? Did he say, you know what, I back out, I change my mind? You're right, that's what the two kisos were, for din and for tzedakah, and not about one for Hashem and one for David? So Toshima, the Gemara says that we'll bring a raya that he in fact was Mekabel, and ultimately accepted Rabbi Yossi Aglili's interpretation, because the Brisa says, Echol din ve'echol tzedakah, divrei Rabbi Akiva! The Rabbi Akiva is the one that said Echol din ve'echol tzedakah. So you see, the Rabbi Akiva must have been Mekabel, that interpretation. So the Brisa continues, he said, what are you doing, Rabbi Akiva, interpreting Divrei Agada? Stop dealing with Divrei Agada. You belong in the most deep and complex halachos that only you can really elaborate on, and that is the Maseches Negaim and Maseches Halos, the stuff at the end of the sign-up sheet of the Mishnayos, you know, that's left at the end. That's what you should be learning. So Ella, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explains a different interpretation. Echel the kisei vechel the shrafraf, a third interpretation, that why is it two kisos? One is referring to the throne of Hashem, and the other to the footstool where he rests his feet. So kisei leishev lo v'shrafshav la'adom raglav, shenemar shamayim kisei v'aretz adom ragli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does have this additional place where he rests his feet, which is the aretz, even though the shamayim is his kisei. So then we had mentioned previously in yesterday's daf, that you only give divrei Torah to someone who has five qualities, that he has to be sar chamishim, and chacham, or whatever we had five qualities that we mentioned that we're going to elaborate on today. But those five qualities are five of the 18 things that are mentioned in the pasuk in Yeshayahu. So we're going to go through the entire pasuk in Yeshayahu. So Yeshayahu curses Klal Yisrael. There were 18 klalos that Yeshayahu was mekalel Klal Yisrael with. And he didn't calm down until he told them the following pasuk. So we'll see what that pasuk means and why that had a coming effect. But the Gemara first goes through the 18 klalos. Shmona Esrei klalos Ma'inin. What are the 18 klalos? Because the pasuk says, Hashem is going to remove from Yishlaim and Yehuda. Now each item that he removes from Yishlaim and Yehuda is a klala. So here's the list of 18. It's not exactly clear exactly how to count out the 18, but we'll go with the following. Mishan, that's one, that he's going to remove a mishan. Mashena is two. Kol mishan lachem is three. Kol mishan mayim is four. Gibar is five. Ish vish melchama is six. Shofet is seven. V'navi is eight. V'kosem is nine. V'zakein is 10. Sar chamishim is 11. V'nasupanim is 12. V'yoetz is 13. V'chacham, this is where it gets tricky. V'chacham, according to some, is 14. And then charashim is 15. Unavon is 16. Lachash is 17. And nasati narim sarem talul mirshul bam is 18. Or maybe that last one, 18, is really split into two. That's one of Talul Mim Shulbam is another one, and Chacham Charashim are really one. Chacham Charashim is really one. So that's a discussion in the Achronim, how to break it down into 18. What do all those things mean? So that's what we're going to get into right now. What do all of these things mean? So one at a time. Mishan Elu Bali Mikra. What is going to be removed from Klal Yisrael? What is going to be removed from Yerushalayim that Yishayahu is cursing? That is going to be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda? Number one is Mishan. Bali Mikra. We're not going to have people who know Torah Shebichsav anymore. That's called a Mishan. Mishan is that which you lean on. It's like a cane. It's what you put all your weight on. That the Yisod, the foundation of Kala Torah Kula, is the Tanakh. That's, you know, a lot of times people think that you could be an expert in Halacha, you could be an expert in Machshavi, you could be and not be an expert in Tanakh. It can't be. That it all stems from the Tanakh. If you don't know what it says in the Tanakh, then you're not going to be able to really have a full understanding of any area of Jewish learning. Mashena, what's Mashena? Elu Bale Mishnah. That's a reference to people who know Mishnayis. That's also something that we lean heavily on because all of Halacha emerges from Mishnayis. Well, why it says it in the feminine form and not in the masculine form sounds that it's not as strong of a support as the Tanakh itself, because the Tanakh itself is really the foundation of all of Jewish learning, whereas the Mishnayis are the foundation of the Torah Shebal Peh in terms of the learning of Halacha. Kigon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'Chavei Rav, Pligba Rav Papa v'Rabbanan, so Rav Papa and the Rabbanan had a machlokes, Chalam Shesh Meos Sidrei Mishnah, V'Chalam Shva Meos Sidrei Mishnah. How many Sidrei Mishnah did they actually have? Was it 600 or 700 Sidrei Mishnah? Now we only have 6 Sidrei Mishnah, so what on earth is this referring to? Where did these other hundreds and hundreds of Sidrei Mishnah go to, and where did they come from? What were they about? So there are several approaches that the Gedolim have. In the Tshuvas Melamed Lahoel in Chel Gimel Siman Samech Aleph, Rav Dovid Tzvi Hoffman writes that Atanomar Kivan Dineschasru Mishnayos Kol Kach De Lahakal Al Zikaron. They had to whittle down the Mishnayos to only 6 Siddurim to make it easier to remember. So Bevade Kama Halachos are Shakeis themselves Betoseftos Ubrisos B'Memros Amarayim. A lot of the Halachos that come out through Talmud Bavli in the Toseftos, in the Brisos, in the statements of the Amarayim, in Yomim Kadmonim, they were Mishnayos. They were part of the Mishnayos. And we're mashlim them throughout the generations by coming up with by learning through all of the sugyas. In the Sefer Shema Gedolim, he says, no, we have 6 Shisha Sidri Mishnah. The Shisha Sidri Mishnah is about Torah Sanigla. In Torah Sanistar, there are several hundred Sidri Mishnah. We don't appreciate the vastness of Torah Sanistar. That's what all the Sidri Mishnah were about. In the whole other area of Torah, in the Iyun Yaakov, he says that we find that Bizmanenu Tamidi Chacham Mar Mechavin to a particular Chiddush and Din, and that's part of the Sidri Mishnah that were lost. And the Kol Masha Talmud Vasa the Chadesh is part of that those Siddurim of Mishnayis that we're referring to. But bottom line is Mashena is a reference to the Mishnayis that the Bali Mishnah were going to be gone from Yerushalayim and Yehuda. Number 3, Kol Mishan Lechem Ilu Bali Talmud. Every single one of the 18 relates to learning. That all the things that are going to be missing are people who excel in different areas of learning. So we'll see how we get to 18. How many areas of learning are there, right? So we got Mikra, we got Mishnah, now we're up to Bali Talmud. Shnemer Luchu Lachmu Blachmi Subi Yayin Mishnah. That Talmud is considered like the real bread and butter of learning. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam writes, that Talmud Bavli is Bavli B'Kulam B'Mikra Mishnah V'Talmud, and therefore it's our main sustenance of learning. That's what the Rabban Paskins and we Paskin Yerodei and Reish Membav as well. That even though Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, that's only at B'Tchilas Limud Shel Adam. But ultimately, when a person gets involved in learning, the majority of one's learning should be in Talmud. The large bulk of the time that one learns should be engaged in Talmud. Talmud is really the bread, it's the meals that we have every day. And number 4, V'kol Mishan Mayim Elu Balei Agada. That refers to people who are Balei Agada, who know Divrei Agada. Shemosh Chol Nibash Lodim K'mayim Ba'agada, that draw a person's heart like water in Agada. Gibor Zebal Shmuos. Gibor are people who know Halachos Psukos that they heard from the Rebbein. V'ish Melchama Zeh Sheyodei Alisav Litein B'Melchamta Shal Torah. Ish Melchama means someone who knows how to fight out the Melchama Shal Torah, someone who is sharp and knows how to have arguments in Torah. Shofet is a dayan shadan dinem eslamito. Shofet is a dayan who judges a true judgment truthfully. The Tosfos Maseches Basra Daf Ches discusses what's the difference between MS and Lamito. So he says din Lamito means when the Edim come and they say something, and now you know what evidence you have to come to a determination. But a din MS requires more than that. A din MS requires that you also have to read between the lines and be able to tell when the Edim are being truthful and when they're not being so truthful. What aren't they telling you? For a person to have a little bit of an intuitive sense of what's right and wrong. Navi Kemeshma'u. That means, of course, Baruch is going to remove Nevuah from us. Kosem Zemelech. That it refers to Melech. Shemar Kosam al Sifse Melech. That the Melech says things that are very, very clear and have to be listened to. So that's the Kosem. So Zakein Zesha Roi Yeshiva. Zakein means someone who's Roi Yeshiva, someone who has a lot of Chachma, and you would want to get Eitzah from. Zakein is Zesha Kana Chachma. Sar Chamishim, Altikri Sar Chamishim, El Sar Chumashin. Zesha Yodea, Lisa Vlitin, Bechamisha Chum Sheitara. This refers to someone who knows how to be Nosav Nosain in Chamisha Chum Sheitara. So didn't we already say Bali Mikra? So the Marsha points out, Bali Mikra means he's a Baki in all of Mikra. Over here we're talking about someone who knows Chamisha Chum Sheitara. He only knows the Chumash and not all of Mikra, so it sounds like a lower level. However, the Ben Yoyada says on a certain level, from a certain perspective, it's a higher level, because it doesn't just say that he knows Chamisha Chum Sheitara, it says Sheyodea Lisa V'litein B'Chamisha Chum Sheitara. And he says what that means is he could take a section of Chumash that's about Hilchas Pesach and somehow connect it to Hilchas Shabbos and bring rayos from one to the other, take a section of Chumash that's about Nezikin and somehow learn from there to Hilchas Tara and make connections and derive from one place to the other. So davar acher sar chamishim kuz Rabbi Yavo, damar Rabbi Yavo mikan she'in ma'amidim mitorgam al tzibur pachs mi'chamishim shana, that a person has to be 50 years old. That's what a sar chamishim means. It refers to his age. Unesu panim, and what's that? Zesh nosim panim l'doro bavura l'mayla. That's where the person on whose in whose zuchus Hakadosh Baruch Hu provides sustenance to the world. Kigon Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who's so chashuv up in Shemayim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu provided sustenance to the world because of the Baskel came out and said, Kola Olam Nizon Bishvil Chanina Beni, that the whole world gets Mizonos on the count of Chanina Beni. That's what that's what the Gemara tells us, that that Rabbi Chanina was the cause of everyone being able to eat. Lamata Ulamata Kigon Rabbi Yavo Be Kesar. And sometimes we get supported down here in the zchus of one person, that the politicians and the kings respect us because of one person that they're impressed with, and that's like Rabbi Yavo Be Kesar. Yoetz, that's a reference to Sheyodei La'Abar Shonim L'Kvah Chadashim, someone who knows to be Ma'Abar Shonim and Kaveh Chadashim. That's what the Marsha points out. Why don't you just say it's someone who knows how to give good advice? So he says, because almost all of these things relate to learning Torah. So it has to be something within the world of Torah learning, so it's someone who's knows Chacham means someone who makes his rebbeim smarter by challenging them with proper questions. Charashim b'shash u'pseach b'divrei Torah kol nasan k'charashim. Charashim means that when he starts saying, talking, and learning, everyone is quiet to listen to what he has to say. Unavon zeh mevin davar mitoch davar. Navon means someone who understands one thing from another, is able to deduce one thing from something else. Lachash zeh sheroi limsalo divrei Torah shenitna balachash. That's someone who's deserving of receiving the Torah that was given balachash, that was given in silence, that the Torah was given very quietly. That's a question the Achronim raised. Is that really true? The Gemara in Zvachim daf kufta zaynam amar alef, we quoted earlier, says that when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, the sounds were heard throughout the entire world, to the point that Kol Malchei Ovdei Chavim Achzasan Rado Behechalein Vamru Shira, that all the Malachei Ovdei Chavim, they went to Bilam, they said, what's going on? They didn't know, right? So it sounds like it was a very noisy event. So that the Achronim work on whether the Torah was the giving of the Torah was a noisy event or a quiet event, and some of the Achronim suggest there are two Chalakim of the Torah. There's Chelek HaNigla and Chelek HaNigla. So the Chelek HaNistar was given belachash. That was given very quietly. And then finally, Vinasati Na'arim Sarayim It's a reference to people who are empty of mitzvos, and they're going to be the sarim. They're going to be the officers. They're from the double lamed that we have talulim. In the word talulim, we learn that these are foxes, the son of foxes, that the lowest of the people are going to be the ones that rule over everybody else. And he didn't stop cursing Klal Yisrael until he finally said this curse, that Yiravu Ana'ar Bizakein, that Elu B'nei Adam Shemino'ar Min HaMitzvos, Yiravu B'mishem Mula B'mitzvos Karimon. Those who don't have any mitzvos are going to have a sense of gaiva and lord over those who are full of mitzvos like a rimon. V'anikla B'nichbad Yavu Misha Chamurus Tomos Lav Kikalos, those who treat the most severe averos as if they're nothing, V'yiravu B'misha Kalos Tomos Lav Kikamurus, and they're going to be miska'e over people who treat even the most minor averos as the most serious things, who treat everything very, very seriously. So it's going to be an olam hafuch, where people who are not Bali Torah, people who are not so religious, are going to be the ones that are in control of everything. Even when Yerushalayim is stumbling, lo paskume and Bali Amana. Bali Amana will not stop. Shnemar ki yispos ish ba'achiv beis aviv simla l'chakitz in tiyalanu. That the Navi is being megana them that they don't have people who know how to respond to Dvar Halacha. And he says, someone's going to ask for Dvar Halacha, Dvar Mishabinah, the Mishchasim Kasimla, people that, things that people hide in order that people shouldn't ask them, that they're not experts in, Yeshon Tachas Yadcha, maybe you're a bucky in them, Machshela Azos. And the Gemara says, Maiva Machshela Azos, what does it mean when it says Machshela Azos? Dvar Mishabinah, the Momdim Aleid, Elim Kein Nichshel Ben. It's referring to things that you can't possibly understand until you stumble in them a little bit to work on it, Yeshon Tachas Yadcha, that you're a bucky in them. So the Navi says that the person who is going to be thought of as a Lomei Torah is going to say Yisa b'yom u'lomar loya chovish u'bebesi ein lechem ve'ein simlo lo sumeni kitanam, that I don't have anything, I don't have any Torah. Yisa ein yisa loshon shvua, and it's a loshon shvua shem lo sisa shem shem elokecha loya chovish loya yisim chovish besamadrish, I never sat and learned u'bebesi ein lechem ein simlo shem biyadi lo mikro v'lo mishra v'lo gemara, I don't have mikro mishra gemara. Meaning these are the people everyone's turning to and asking them for their Torah, and they honestly turn back and say, I don't have any Torah, I never learned anything. And so you see that at least they're trustworthy people. So there isn't much Torah, but at least they're honest. So it says Gemara, V'dilma shayni asam diyamalu gemirna amri le emelan. Maybe, how do you know that means that they're honest? Maybe they just have no choice, because what are they going to say? I do know. They're going to say, okay, so teach me. And they're going to have nothing to say. So that's it. They have no choice but to be honest. No, because he could have said, oh, I learned it once, but I forgot already. So instead of saying that, they said, no, I never learned. So that's honesty. I never learned at all. So frankly, is that really true that there are no trustworthy people in the time of the Chorban of Yerushalayim, v'amir Rava lo chav Yerushalayim at shapasku menu balei amana, that Yerushalayim was not destroyed until the balei amana, meaning that there were trustworthy people. So we're saying, is that really true that there were trustworthy people? Didn't Rava say that Yerushalayim was only destroyed when there were no trustworthy people? Shnevar shaltu b'chutz Yerushalayim ru'no du'u b'kshu b'ruch avosah im timtzu ish im yesh osa mishpat mevake shemuna ve'esachla, that the Navi sounds like if you'd only find trustworthy people, it would avoid the whole chor. Says Malakasha, Habidivri Torah, Masav Matan, Bidivri Torah Havu, Masav Matan Lo Havu. They were trustworthy people about Divri Torah. They were honestly willing to admit that they didn't know any Torah. But Masav Matan, there were no trustworthy people. And when it came to business, there were people that were cheating other people. Tan Rabban, Maisav Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shei Rochiv El Chamor, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was riding on a donkey, Vayimalich Bederech, and they were walking along the road. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Mechamarach, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was leading the donkey behind him to learn Torah from him. Samuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rebbe, Shanali Perakech and Maisa Merkava, teach me a little bit about Maisa Merkava. Samuel Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Lo kach shenisi l'cham lo Merkava b'yachid? Didn't I tell you, you're not allowed to dash a Maisa Merkava even to a Talmud Yachid, even to one Talmud who's an excellent Talmud, Elm Kein Ayachacham, Maven Midaito, unless he's at a level of being a Chacham, Maven Midaito? Samuel Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Rebbe, Tarsheni, Lomer Lefanecha Dovrach, Shilmantani, so allow me to say something that you taught me in Maisa Merkava. Amlor Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Emor, okay, say say it. Miyad yard Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al chamor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off the donkey. V'nesativ yashav alav and takas hazayis. And he sat on a stone under an olive tree. Amar lo sor b'lozim and arach satim. Rabbi ne ma'irat me'al chamor. Why did you have to get down from the donkey? Amar efshar atadorish ma'isim rakava shchina imanu. You're going to dash the ma'isim rakava with the shchina here. Malach yasharis malavnos and the malach yasharis are escorting us. V'nir kav al chamor and be riding on a donkey. Miyad pasuk b'lozim and arach ma'isim rakava. So Rabbi Lozim and arach started dashing ma'isim rakava. V'dorish v'yard de'ish min hashmayim. Fire came down from heaven. V'sivva kala ilanos shabasada and surrounded all the trees in the field. Pasku kulan v'amu shira. All the ilanos in the field started singing shira. Mashira amru. And what shira did they say? Halu es Hashem in arz taninim v'chol tomos. Eight spri v'chol arazim. Haluluka. Nena malach min ha'ish v'amar. And one of the malachim from the fire answered, Hey, nein, ma'isa merkava. This is the ma'isa merkava. Amru Rabbi Yochman Zakkai nishako al rosho v'amar. So Rabbi Yochman Zakkai kissed Rabbi Lozer ben Arach on his head and he said, Baruch Hashem l'kei shol shenosin ben l'avram avinu sheyadei l'avim l'ach v'lidrush ma'isa merkava. That we're so fortunate that Hashem gave you in our generation a child of Avram Avinu who knows how to darsha ma'isa merkava. Yesh no adorish vei no mekayim. There are people who are no adorish but are not no mekayim. No mekayim vei no adorish. There are people that are mekayim very good but don't know how to darshin. Ata no adorish vei no mekayim. And you're both no adorish and no mekayim. Ashrecha Avram Avinu shol Lozer ben Arach yatsa michal tzecha. That how fortunate is Avram Avinu that the likes of Rabbi Lozer ben Arach emerge from Avram Avinu. So it's the greatest bracha that that Klal Yisrael has that a ben to Avram Avinu. The Marsha says the reason we dafka highlight Avram Avinu is because Avram Avinu on his own figured out the Emunah Bahashem, so which is the Ma'aseh Merkava and the Ma'aseh Bereishis. So he figured it all out. So to Rabbi Lozer ben Arach apparently knew it on his own because the Rebbe didn't want to teach it to him. So Rabbi Lozer ben Arach said, "I'll tell you what it says." So he was darshing himself. When this was said in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Mahalcha Maderech, he and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen were traveling. Amru, Afanu Nidush Ma'aseh Merkava. We too should darshan Ma'aseh Merkava. Pasuk Rabbi Yeshua v'darsh. Rabbi Yeshua started darshaning, and there was an earthquake. V'osayom Tekuvas Tammuz Haya, and it was a time of Tekuvas Tammuz. It was the middle of the summertime, and there were no clouds in the sky. And his kashu shemayim above him, and all of a sudden the sky became very cloudy. Even near came in keshes ba'anan, and there was a rainbow in the sky. V'malach Yeshuas Miskaptim Bal Nishmoa, Kibnei Shem Miskatsim Bal Niros V'Mazmutei Chasan V'Kala. And everyone gathered around, like when people gather around at a chasna when they're doing shtick in front of the chasna and kala. Someone's juggling fire or something. So there's like everyone just gathers around to see what's going on. So all the malachi asharis were gathering around to see this darshening of the ma'aseh merkava. Halach Rabbi Yossi HaKohen v'siper dvarim l'fnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen told what happened to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Va'amar Ashrecha Ma'asher Yoladitchem. Fortunate are you and those who birth you. Ashrei Eini Shekach Roa. That Shekach Ra'u. Fortunate are the eyes that are my eyes that they were able to see such a thing. Vafani. That that I and you in my dream were sitting by our Sinai. And a baskel came out from Shemaim. Alulukan, traklin gedolim mitzolus nos mitzolus lachem. Atem tamidechem 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 mizum lachem shlishes. That you should come up. The Shechina is waiting for you. You have beautiful and wonderful, comfortable things waiting for you up in Shemaim. So frankly, Gemara Eini. The Brice said that Rabbi Lozer ben Arach dash in the Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Is that really true that Rabbi Lozer ben Arach darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava? But Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Shlosh Har Tzaus Hayin. There were three that darshaned in the Ma'aseh Merkava, and they are Rabbi Shua Hirtzah Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Shua did in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Kiva Hirtzah Lefnei Rabbi Shua, and Chanan ben Chachanai Hirtzah Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. V'ila Rabbi Lozer ben Arach Lo Kachashiv. It doesn't list among the three who darshaned the Ma'aseh Merkava. Does not list Rabbi Lozer ben Arach. So it says Gemara no, because the list is more exclusive. It's not only those who darshan Ma'aseh Merkava. It's people who not only darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava, but others darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava in front of them. Only those people made the list. If someone darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava, but no one darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava in front of them, then they didn't make the list. So ask the Gemara, Chanani bin Chachinoi delo artu kamei. Chanani bin Chachinoi, that they didn't darshan the Ma'aseh Merkava, only he darshan in front of Rabbi Kiva and Kachashiv, and the Brisa still counts it. So even someone only darshans in front of other people is mentioned in the Braisa. So how can you say that the reason Blazer ben Arach doesn't get counted is because he didn't meet those qualifications? Not all three people that are mentioned meet those qualifications. So says where Darzi Mia Kamei Manda Arzi, that he was at least Marzah in front of other people, in front of Rabbi Akiva, who in turn was Marzah in front of other people, in front of Rabbi Yeshua. So that's why he gets listed in the Braisa. To let it be known that Rabbi Akiva darshaned in front of Rabbi Yeshua, and Hanan ben Chachanai darshaned in front of him. But Rabbi Blazer ben Arach, no one darshaned in front of him, and he didn't darshan in front of anyone else. So that's why he doesn't get listed in this Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Arba Nichnasu bePardes. There were four people that entered the Pardes up in Shemayim. Ve'elu hein, and they are Ben Azay, Ben Zoma, Acher, v'Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lehem Rabbi Akiva, k'shatem magi and etzal avnei shayish tohar. When you get to the beautiful pure marble, al tomru mayim mayim. Don't say mayim mayim, is there any water over here? How can I go? Because that's sheker that there's no water. Don't say that there is mayim here, because it's not really mayim. It just looks like water. And if you say sheker up there, you're going to get in big trouble. Mishum shenemar dover shkarim lo yikon l'neged einai. Benazai hitzitz. Benazai turned toward the shechina and the v'meis, and he died right away. Alava kasvomer yakor be'inei Hashem hamavsala chasidav. That it's hard and difficult in the eyes of Hashem that hamavsala chasidav, that the misa Benazai was ki'ilu difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he died when he was so young because he was hitzitz, because he looked toward the Shechina. Ben Zoma hitzitz, Ben Zoma also would look toward the Shechina, v'nifka, and he went out of his mind, he lost his mind a little bit from being meitzitz at the Shechina. V'alaz v'kaz v'omer t'vash matzasa echol dayach pentis be'enu v'hekeyaso, that you shouldn't eat too much honey because in the end you're going to have to vomit. So too, something that's very sweet, very precious, like a hasaga of the Shechina, if you have too much, more than you can handle, it's not going to be good for a person. Acher kitzitz benetios. Acher also looked, and he went off the derech, as we're going to see soon. And Rabbi Akiva yatzah b'shalom. And Rabbi Akiva was the one who, even though he looked, he was yatzah b'shalom. Even though he went into the paradise, he came out intact, and he came out just as strong, if not stronger, from the experience. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with Shaul West Ben Zoma, a couple of Shailas Halacha L'maisa that they asked Ben Zoma.